morning, everybody. Carson Horton on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Department of Agriculture this week opened enrollment for the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs. Agriculture Risk Coverage, known as ARC, provides income support payments on historical base acres when actual crop revenue declines below a specified guarantee level. Price Loss Coverage, known as PLC, provides income support payments on historical base acres when the price for a covered commodity falls below its effective reference price. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue called the programs the bedrock of the farm safety net for crop farmers. Updated provisions of the 2018 Farm Bill allow producers with an interest in a farm to enroll and elect coverage in crop-by-crop ARC County or PLC or ARC individual for the entire farm for the program year 2019. For crop years 2021 through 23, producers will have an opportunity to make new elections. Farm owners cannot enroll in either program unless they have a share of interest in the farm. Interested producers must sign up for either program by March 15, 2020. In other news, a survey by Farm Futures magazine reports that farmers are planning to plant more corn and soybeans this next year. The 2020 Planting Intention Survey found that farmers intend to plant 94.1 million acres of corn next year, up 4.5% from the 90 million planted this year, as reported by the Department of Agriculture last month. Farmers also reported to Farm Futures their intention to plant 83.6 million acres of soybeans next year. That's 9% more than 2019, but 5.6 million below the 89.2 million acres planted in 2018. Hard red winter wheat seedings are expected to increase 1.3% to 23 million acres, and soft red winter wheat seedings could also increase. Meanwhile, farmers in the cotton-growing states are planning to reduce cotton seedings by 8.7% to 12.7 million acres next spring, and sorghum could gain 9.3% to reach 5.8 million acres planted. However, given the wet spring in 2019 and the number of acres not planted, some of the survey results should come as no surprise. Allendale Incorporated, a Chicago-area agricultural commodity brokerage and analysis firm, released this week the results of its own survey focused on yield. Based on those findings, Allendale has projected this year's U.S. crop will come in at just over 13.7 billion bushels, and the soybean crop this year, just under 3.5 billion bushels. You got farm news on Ron.
Hey neighbors, it's an investment. I'm talking about certified wheat seed from Shirley Farms in Alva. Joe Shirley and family have four tremendous varieties that help put you in position to harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Their power lineup includes Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL+. Give Shirley Farms a call, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.